pop quiz, hotshot.
Whoa. What? Hey, welcome to Geekish. It's time for another podcast. I'm Bino, joined by my ever-present co-host.
Ever-present.
Well, when we're on the show, you're always here. Ever. It'd be tough to do a podcast with just one of us. Well, there'd be a whole lot of dead silence.
I could be on location. Now we're going live to Derek on the East Coast. Anyway, I'm Derek.
East Coast. Yeah, anyway, it's time for another celebrity spotlight. We do these once a month where we pick out one of the celebrities that we are fanatically infatuated with and kind of just celebrate the things they've done.
This week, we're picking one that the world seems to be emphatically infatuated with, which, not to sound like hipsters, we liked him first.
Yes, the world, the internet, is infatuated with one Keanu Reeves.
What?
And he is the subject of the Get Geekish Celebrity Spotlight this month. Why? Because Keanu's in a lot of great things. And he does a lot of good things in real life as well.
Yeah, he does. And it's one of those ones where, I don't know if it's because of the John Wick movies or what, but he's just been thrusted into the spotlight. Yep, I said it. But he's just, for some reason, he is in the forefront. And for a guy that's usually pretty private, stays out of the tabloids, you know, not on social media type of stuff, all of a sudden now it's just like everybody is obsessed with Keanu.
Well, I think it's one of those things you keep seeing the stories. Like, we can go back and talk about these, but he does lots of good work for charities. He loves public transportation. He's one of the guys that you read that he almost always has time to take a photo or say hi to a fan, no matter where he's at.
Plus, he has that awesome skill when he's taking a photo not actually touch the person.
Mr. Hover.
Yeah. He's got those hover hands down.
Which I still remember a few years back of somebody making fun of that exact same thing.
Well, I remember when I saw it and somebody's making fun of it, I was like, that's actually pretty smart.
I remember in the radio days actually getting made fun of because I took a picture of somebody at the bowling alley and my hand was hovering up behind him.
Yeah.
And I got like all kinds of crap from people in the building. Like, what are you doing? Like, trying to hover your hands over so you don't get in trouble? Like,
that way you don't wander, you know? So,
inside joke. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, let's go back, shall we?
Keanu Reeves. He was born in 1964. I didn't realize he was, dare I say, that old, but
Okay, here's the thing. Some say 1964. Some say he's a vampire that was born in the 1800s. Because, you know, they've done that, this old painting looks like a celebrity type of thing.
That is true. That is
and
true.
He doesn't age.
He does not. He holds his age very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And his name actually means cool breeze over the mountains.
Which,
it's kind of his personality.
I've never met him, but I've never met, quote-unquote, a person with a better fitting name.
Mm-hmm. And I did not realize this until doing the research for this, that he was born in Beirut, Lebanon.
Yep.
Which kind of blows my mind. The daughter of a showgirl and a geologist.
She was a showgirl and costume designer. Come on.
Okay, well, I didn't. Don't want to pigeonhole anybody in one particular role. But when did he get his start acting?
That is a good question. All I know is like when I
thought you did research too.
Well, I did. I have like so many tabs about Keanu pulled up here. Let's see. He was in a TV show in 1984 called Hang It In, and he was a teen client in one episode.
So it wasn't his big breakthrough.
So he did his first movie was a TV movie called Letting Go, where he played Stereo Teen Number One.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like his first actual movie was Youngblood.
Yeah, and his first breakout roles were mid-80s, which probably is kind of why we love him. River's Edge was a drama film. It was his first kind of breaking role. And then he had a lead role in Permanent Records, and then came Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which I don't care who you say, the Bill and Ted movies were cultural phenomenons.
They still are.
They were. I mean, they kind of get lumped into a category and, oh, it's like the Wayne's World movies. I'm like, no, they were their own thing and they created culture and language and lingo that were specifically from that movie.
They made traveling in a phone booth cool.
They made Circle K relevant.
I was trying to upset Whovians.
Oh, right. Zing.
Be excellent.
Then he also went on to be in Point Break and My Own Private Idaho, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
So let's back up real quick.
Okay.
I know a lot of people obsessed with Point Break. I get it. But to me, that is an overrated movie. Because you,
I was not a big fan of Point Break.
You watch it now, and it's... I mean, his name is Johnny Utah, and he's an FBI agent who is, like, super young, but into extreme sports, so he goes and infiltrates the... It's just... Yeah. Anyway.
It was the 80s and 90s. You just added extreme in front of anything, and it sold.
Right. So, he did... Let's see... Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, you said Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is a good movie. And then kind of was like in some stuff. Then I remember The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Came out. And, you know, I'm looking, he was in Johnny Mnemonic, which was...
For what it was entertaining.
And it could have been a lot better, but from what I've heard, they just butchered the movie on the editing floor and made it...
Well, they butchered the editing floor, and it's not one of those movies you can go back because it's so technologically dated that you watch it now and you're like, this doesn't even make any sense.
Right. So he was in a few things. Of course, Speed.
Yeah, Speed seems to be one that a lot of people, like that was his mass market success. Oh, yeah, Speed. Yeah, I love that movie.
I know. I'm like, didn't you guys ever see Bill and Ted? Pop quiz, hot shot. No. But then, of course, he stopped acting for a couple years. Well, maybe, I guess, you know, filming-wise.
Yeah, because he was filming The Matrix, and he took a break from that because some of his family members had cancer, so he literally just said, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to go be with my family for a while. So they took a break making it and took a lot longer than they thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the thing is, before we talk about The Matrix, you know, you hit it, he has had some family issues.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about a lot of it because he's one of those celebrities that just... keeps to himself and doesn't brag about it. I mean, maybe it happened in the time when TMZ wasn't a thing yet, or I don't know. But he handled a lot of stuff pretty, like the loss of a child. Of
But I think what he does to it is he does his acting, what he likes to do, and then he actually helps charities and does things outside. He's not doing it to be on the cover of a magazine like, oh, look, it's Keanu Reeves here giving school kids free lunches. Mm-hmm. He just does it on the side and actually wants to be a part of these organizations and make a difference in other people's lives and would rather not be noticed or have notoriety for it because of why he's doing it. I mean,
right. I mean, he even had back before he was a movie star, he had a chance to go pro in hockey. And he dreamed of playing hockey for Canada, but got hurt, and then he's like, yeah, I'm going to be an actor. So that's...
At the same time, we talked about this earlier, too. In the late 90s, a lot of people kind of, or maybe it was the early 2000s, people kind of just ragged on Keanu Reeves because he got, quote-unquote, typecast because he played the same kind of character in a few movies.
Well, I remember, too, exactly going on that, is when The Matrix came out, I'm pretty sure I was even one of them. I was like... Bill and Ted guy he's in a serious movie and he's in an action movie, which
made no sense because before you saw it.
Well, it made no sense because I had seen Speed, but I guess, you know, leading up to then, he always kind of played the like surfer bro. Cause I guess in Speed, he was kind of like that. Point Break, he was kind of like that. So I could kind of see that. But like when The Matrix came out, I was like, this guy. And then you watch, you're like, whoa, he knows kung fu, you know?
I remember the first time when The Matrix came out, I walked out of the theater and I wanted nothing more than to jump off the walls and start kicking things, dodge bullets.
At least you'd pick up a landline telephone. Take me away, Morpheus.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people really ragged on Keanu Reeves, and you look at it and you think of all these things that he can do between his acting career, his singing, his hockey. This dude has a lot of talent, but he doesn't flaunt it in front of the rest of the world.
I know. Like, and it's like, I
almost
feel...
be a pro hockey. Got to be pretty good at hockey. Like, he had a band called Dogstar. He played bass in a band. I think he sang too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the band was good enough. They obviously, his celebrity fame helped with that part, but they played on the Johnny Carson show or the Conan show or something like that and had a few major tours, a couple albums out there.
And then, like we noticed, he lost his daughter in 2000. And then, shortly after that, his girlfriend passed away in 2001. And he kind of, you know, I don't blame him. He kind of just disappeared for a little bit, which by all means, you have to do that. And you take care of yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And he still did some acting. Obviously, he finished The Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was all during The Matrix, like the hype of it. So
yeah. And he had the gall to stand up to Hollywood and be like, you can wait.
Yep.
And he was also super humble working people. He took pay cuts to work with people. He took something like $1 million pay cut just so he could work with Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate.
Yep.
And he took a pay cut so he could work with Gene Hackman in The Replacements.
Yep.
Like, what actor out there today says, oh, I'd take some less money, get somebody else that's going to be good in here and steal the limelight from me?
And not only that, you sit there and watch the sequels to The Matrix. Those special effects are thanks to him, because he took a pay cut so they could use better special effects.
Another reason to love Keanu. Do you know what he did with money? What did
he do?
Let me find the exact numbers. You bring up something else, and I'll come back to this. I'm going to find the exact number, because I just read it like 2 minutes ago.
Bring up something else. They're making Bill and Ted 3. But you already know that.
I bet some of our listeners don't.
He, let's see. To date, Keanu Reeves remains the highest paid actor in the world with a total income of $156 billion for The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions. He received between $20 and $30 million as a salary, and that's cut back.
Yes. So he made $114 million from the box office takes of the Matrix movie franchise,
mm-hmm.
and he gave $80 million to the people that did the costumes and special effects for the movies.
Which is awesome.
So as the thank you and the this wouldn't have been there without you guys, like, here's the money, you guys earned this. Instead of the, oh, I'm Keanu, this movie would have been so bad if I wasn't in it. He's like, these people just made me a star. I'm paying them.
Right? Well, not only that, so you look at this too, because we're kind of bouncing all over the place because we keep finding new facts. We have, how we have it right now is we have a chaotic order with our tabs set up with Keanu facts. So I just found another one. When he was younger, he excelled at sports, which we know. Educational development was challenged by dyslexia. So, I mean, this he had stuff piled against him, and then he was like, eh, whatever.
He still loves reading. Even though he has dyslexia, he still likes reading and does something with like some reading charity, I think, too, in Canada.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, I kind of want to meet this guy.
I know. Well, who doesn't? He's the darling of the internet. At the last, was it the E3?
Yep.
Expo, and they brought him on stage because his character is going to be in Cyberpunk,
and
the world lost, the internet lost their minds. Like, Keanu was the anything du jour, and I think still is.
When I'm trying to figure out, I'm sure somebody can pinpoint this, because like John Wick came out, and it kind of just flew under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I didn't see it until I think couple years after it came out, because everybody's like, oh, you need to see this, and I was like, oh, it's just a generic action movie, which it's not. It's freaking awesome.
I'm in the minority of I watched the first John Wick and I was like, meh.
Oh dude, they're so good.
He's angry about his dog. Okay, got it.
Nah dude, it's so good. But then like John Wick 2 came out, and it still wasn't there, and then all of a sudden he's just blowing up. Obviously he was just in Toy Story 4 as
a kind of a surprise character.
Yeah. And he was a pretty good character in that. He's in a video game coming out, like you stated, which apparently from what I hear, he's going to be a big part of it, which is pretty awesome. I just watched a movie with him and Winona Ryder that I think either was in like indie movie theaters or flew under the radar again, called, Destination Wedding.
No idea.
And the whole movie, I kid you not, is just these two characters interacting with each other. Nobody else has a line in the movie, but they do. And for some reason it works. And the comedic timing of it is great. And just watching him banter with Winona Ryder, I'm just like, it's a pretty good movie. It's a weird concept, but it works.
Mm-hmm. I forget something. I was thinking about looking through some of those movies of The Replacements and Scanner Darkly. Lake House.
I really
Day
enjoyed
the Earth Stood Still.
The Replacements.
Yeah, Replacements is one of my favorite football movies. If you can call it that. 47 Ronin, then John Wick, Exposed. Can't say that word on radio.
Well, I remember
the Destination Wedding. There you go. Who's Frank in Destination Wedding?
Yep. I remember too when he was. My brain just stopped. It was a movie that came out that was supposed to be. Oh, dang it.
Give me something to go on here. And
hold
I can
on.
Help you. I'll keep it
my,
rolling.
My brain just stopped, but it was one of those ones where it kind of just fell flat. And it was supposed to be like this new sci-fi. Constantine.
Oh, there Constantine, yeah, yeah.
which I still haven't seen, but I've heard is really entertaining. And I think
I actually thought Constantine was better than John Wick, but
whoa,
yeah, like I said, I wasn't a fan of John Wick, but Constantine was kind of fun. It wasn't like an amazing river, but him versus Tilda Swinton in a sci-fi fantasy duel of the dead, like it had its moments.
Do you know that in 1994 they kind of thought him, like I saw something briefly that they kind of based the Green Lantern character off of him in 94, which I can kind of see. Sure. Maybe they should revamp Green Lantern and bring him in it. Whoa.
I still love he could. The Green Hollywood needs to just give the Green Lantern a rest for a while and then.
Personally, I think they need to give comic book movies a rest, take a break. They just had their huge Renaissance type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Give all the limelight to Keanu. Though there is talks that he wants to, that I don't know if he necessarily wants to, but they're going to do another Matrix. There's talks of that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're making another John Wick.
Mm-hmm. It's in the works.
Which is going to be interesting to see what they do. Apparently, June 15th is Cheer Up Keanu Day. And because of, remember that meme that went around a few years ago where he was eating a...
The sad Keanu?
Yeah.
That was his first experience with memes, and yep. He thought it was hilarious. Like, his own interviews, that was great.
If you ever have time to look up, like, interviews of Keanu, they're awkwardly fun. Because, again, this is a guy that does not do social media at all.
Uh-huh.
And... when they bring, there was one for Disney when he was doing the rounds of that. They're like, "Oh, you're the Indiana's boyfriend." And he's like, "What? I'm what?"
I like the video they shared before Toy Story of him doing the voice acting for Duke Kaboom.
Yep.
And it's funny because you watch in the studio, like, "Wow, this is like Bill and Ted come to life in a sound booth." But then you see the movie, like, "Oh, really? Make that fits there, okay." But watching him do it is just so awkwardly hilarious, like,
which is going to be fun to see. Bill and Ted 3.
Yeah.
And how they incorporate, are they going to keep the San Dimas High School, you know, football rules, that type of thing? Or is he going to be a family man now? Or
yeah, I'm wondering, because are they just the two losers that grew up and are still two losers living in their same town? Or are they going to come back like at a class reunion or some like cross paths cross years in the future? Man, Hollywood, get on this. I want to make it happen.
Fun fact, apparently Alice Cooper used to come to his house when he was younger, and he says, "I remember he brought fake vomit and dog poo to terrorize the housekeeper. He'd hang out, a regular dude, because of his mom working on costumes and whatnot." So he hung out with Alice Cooper in the heydays.
Man. fun fact, going back to hockey, he played an ongoing hockey game with strangers that lasted over 10 years. They started playing hockey, and they'd play on and off, and then he'd have to leave town, and they would just pick it up when he came back in town and start playing again. So one game of hockey with this group of people he didn't know lasted a decade.
How? That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. How weird is this that Keanu Reeves almost wasn't Keanu Reeves? When he moved to Los Angeles in the 80s, he found some casting agents were resistant to having him come in for auditions because his first name was hard to pronounce and seemingly too exotic. In order to combat this hurdle, he began using KC Reeves and Chuck Spadina and Paige Templeton III instead.
Those are horrible names.
Chuck Spadina.
He was going to be in Heat. Do you remember that movie?
I do.
But he turned that role down so he could play Hamlet in a small Canadian theater.
See?
He turned down being in a giant, big-budget action movie because I'm playing Hamlet in this community theater. Like, they don't got time.
Apparently, it's possible that he accidentally married Winona Ryder.
Wait, what?
While shooting Bram Stoker's Dracula, Reeves and Winona Ryder, who played Jonathan and Mina Harker, respectively, appear in a scene in which their characters get married. Ryder later pointed out that director Francis Ford Coppola used a real priest in the scene and that both actors said their vows, meaning they might actually be married. Coppola agreed with this theory, although it's not known whether the priests used their character names or the actors' names during the shooting. How funny.
Oops, we're accidentally married.
What?
Do we have a prenup?
Well, you mentioned it too. There's plenty of photos of Reeves using public transportation.
Yeah.
There's photos of him, because like in New York, he uses the subway constantly. He uses that. He uses buses, which, knowing his background, I'd stay away from buses, but, you know.
I wonder how many bus jokes he gets on the bus.
Probably way too many. Probably way too many.
Well, there's like some videos floating around that people find, like, most celebrities, you know, have their entourage and private cars, but he's riding the subway, and there's videos of him not only riding the subway, but getting up and giving his seat to strangers and to people that get on the train, like, being just that polite guy, like, oh, you look like you could use a seat. Here, have mine.
Well, he also thought he was in movie jail for 10 years for turning down Speed 2. So, he, you know, he was in Speed, obviously, and the studio wanted a sequel. At the time, he was shown the script. He was shooting an action film, Chain Reaction, in 96 when he was shown the script, and was growing wary of roles where he was running and jumping for little to no reason. He turned Speed 2 down, a move that he believed led him to movie jail, where he was offered no other roles by Fox. So he was replaced, obviously, in Speed 2, Cruise Control. Film was not well received, and he has no regrets about saying no to it. He just, at the time he turned it down, he's like, you know, boats aren't that fast. That's what he told the director.
Well, I have a feeling, too, that he might not have, like, just enjoyed the Speed franchise in general, because even the first Speed movie, he originally turned it down until they rewrote the script. Because when the first Speed movie came around, he read the first read-through. He was like, this is exactly like Die Hard, but on a bus. And
I think I remember that was the marketing behind it, wasn't it?
Kind of, yeah. So then they had to do a rewrite and got him on board for it. So I think he had some pent-up baggage with the Speed franchise.
So, you know, we saw snippets of E3 where he came out on stage and everybody just went, "Wow, you're beautiful." And he's like, "No, you're beautiful," and everything like that. Back in the 90s, people booed him off the stage because of his band.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet they feel like fools now.
Well, the part that I laugh about is I know there's lots of people that, you know, 5-10 years ago, really, really badmouthed Keanu Reeves and threw him under the bus, made fun of him, all this kind of stuff. And now they probably are one of those people that are fanboying and fangirling over him like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. There was a meme I saw this week that I kind of, it got me right in the feels. Because, like, there's a whole generation of people acting like I just discovered Keanu Reeves. Be like, bro, I've been there since the Bill and Ted days. Like,
well,
Bill and Ted came out in 1989.
Yep. Well, here's the thing, too, is, you know, because of the success of John Wick and everything like that, he's been in video games before. He was in the Matrix games and everything like that, his character and likeness. But they put his likeness into Fortnite, which a lot of kids now just associate him as being John Wick from Fortnite. Oh, that's a Fortnite dude, which hurts my soul.
It's good they like Fortnite and all, but that's definitely a soul stabber.
That hurts my soul. Why? You don't do that. I mean, yeah, no.
Hey, at least it's something, right?
According to Reeves, he was actually tricked into appearing in the film The Watcher when, presumably former friend, forged his signature on the contract. Daunted by the prospect of trying to prove it was forgery, he decided to go ahead and go with the movie. He said, I couldn't prove he did it, and I didn't want to get sued, so I had no other choice but to do the film. I don't remember The Watcher. Do you?
I vaguely remember seeing a preview for it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
That's where he plays a detective in a serial killer movie, so.
He's one of the ones where we've talked about some of our celebrity spotlights in the past that, if I see their name on it, I want to see the movie. He's one that breaks that mold a little bit. He's in a lot of things that I absolutely love, but he also does a lot of things that I'm not a huge fan of.
Like what?
Well, let's say John Wick's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to see John Wick 2 or 3.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
I'll have to try it again. Missing out. And a lot of the action detective movies and stuff like that that came out, it was just like, oh, here's a movie. And it wasn't because of him that didn't look good for it. It just wasn't my style for it. And he does a lot of the independent cinemas and stuff when he was in movie jail doing things which are not necessarily my cup of tea. So I don't just see his name like, oh, Keanu's in it, I'm going to go line up and buy a ticket. But when he's in something that I like, he adds so much to it.
It really does. And I mean, I'll even throw this out there. Do you remember the movie that came out 3 years ago, 4 years ago, called Keanu?
About the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, he provided the voice for it. It was only, like, a couple lines, but it blew me away. Because the movie is kind of funny. You know, Key and Peele in it, trying to get the cat back and everything like that. And they named it.
Keanu was the voice of the cat?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have to actually watch that.
Again, it's not a huge part in it, but they named the cat Keanu after Keanu Reeves. And it's just, like, very briefly, he's, I don't remember why, but he says something. I was like, was that him? Which is pretty awesome. And then, of course, he's an author.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He in 2011, he collaborated with an artist for a poetry book called Ode to Happiness. It was a limited run book featuring a poem written by Reeves and accompanied by Grant's illustrations. So there you go. They approached it like a grown-up children's book. And then they've done a couple other poem things since then. So there you go.
We should probably start wrapping up our little Keanu Love Fest here, but there's one more story I want to share that happened, what was this, 4 or 5 years ago? It's one of my favorite Keanu stories, and it was his flight delay story. He was on a jet plane, whatever you know, flying from San Francisco to Los Angeles, but there were some problems with an emergency landing in Bakersfield, California, which is about a 2-hour drive outside of L.A. Now, you're a celebrity. You're on a plane going to L.A. Your plane lands you 2 hours away. What do? You call your entourage, your private cars get picked up going to your way. Not Mr. Keanu Reeves.
Nope.
He took charge of the situation, and actually, instead of getting a private car for himself, he got a private bus for all the people that were on the plane. And then he hopped on the bus with all the people to ride to their Los Angeles destination. And while they're waiting, he's taking pictures and shaking hands and meeting people. And then on the bus ride there, he decided to be like a tour guide and was reading about things about Bakersfield from the tour bus and telling everybody all about the cities they were driving through. Like he was the host of all these people getting through.
How awesome would that be?
Yeah, there's if you haven't seen the story yet, go online. You can search for it, and there's a ton of people because half the people on the bus whipped out their phones recording videos, and there's dozens of videos of Keanu being a tour guide and taking photos of people on this emergency landing bus trip to L.A.
So I'm looking at his thing. Whoa. his movie list.
Okay.
Or his upcoming list.
Uh-huh.
Cyberpunk 2077, I'm really excited about. In fact, I think I already pre-ordered the game. Bill and Ted Face the Music coming out in 2020, which I want to see it now. I want to see what it's like.
But give him time to make it good. Give it time to make it good.
That's true.
Wow. You can't rush Bill and Ted.
John Wick Chapter 4, rumored, apparently. Which they can't have a John Wick movie without John Wick. He's going to be in a TV miniseries that was just announced called Rain, where he plays John Rain. All right, hold on. His name is John Rain and Rain. John Wick and John Wick. Cyberpunk 2077. Johnny Silverhand.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Utah. What is going on here?
We need to look into that because that is a lot of Johnny. Yeah.
There's... Why? And Generation he was named John. Either Hollywood's lazy or John Constantine. Did we just stumble across a...
Is there a John conspiracy with Keanu Reeves? We need to put something together. Okay, we'll have to get on that. It's going to blow my mind up a little bit.
What the heck? There's got to be...
There you go. You heard it here.
Neo, which I'm sure is... Computer for John.
What was his real name in the
Matrix? He played Don John in Much Ado About Nothing. He was Mr. Anderson in The Matrix. That's what I can remember. Oh my, Bram Stoker, he plays Jonathan Harker.
Okay, in The Matrix he was Thomas Anderson. Yeah, that's okay.
So there's another John. What is going on? Something weird.
Let's put together a list of all of Keanu's Johns. That sounds...
Something is afoot at the Circle K, dude. I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Okay.
So that's our celebrity spotlight for this week. Thanks for listening to Get Geekish. And we get geekish about stuff, including things like...
His name is John.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
What if... No.
Every time I hear the name John, now I'm going to go, Keanu?
That's really him, right?
Anyway, yeah. Let us know what you think. Question this week is, what is your favorite Keanu Reeves moment. We'll go role. We'll go Keanu Reeves moment. It's whether something a character he plays, movie he's been in, TV show he's been in, something he's done. What's your favorite thing about Keanu?
I think we need to have like a Matrix binge.
Okay.
And then follow that up with the Replacements just for fun.
Okay. Last time I did the Matrix binge, I watched all three of them in a row on a flight back from Australia.
Crikey!
It was a glorious 9 hours in a plane.
Yep, that's true. That would be. All right.
Anyway, let us know your favorites at Get Geekish on the social medias, and we'll look forward to another celebrity spotlight next month. But
don't forget, be excellent to each other.